Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1228. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rebar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Leia Bas Cyril. Getting back to our new Malacha of Choresh plowing. Okay, so I just want to sort of like give an update. Everybody should know where we're holding. This is Bez Baruch Hashem, Bezbez Hashem. This is our 25th Malacha, actually. We came a long way, almost 4 years in the making. Baruch Hashem, we started right after the Siyum HaShas, which is now almost 4 years ago, the last Siyum HaShas, and Baruch Hashem, this is Malacha number 25. So as we know, we have 39 Malachas, and basically it's about 14 left. Now most of the Malachas that are left are very small, various different Malachas that are very small and are not so Negei L'maisa. We'll try and go through them, but it should not take too much time. I just want, after that, Bezrus Hashem, I hope to get into the halachas of Muksa, all about Muksa, which is not a malacha, but all the various different halachas in reference to Muksa, all the different categories, how to work with Muksa and moving Muksa, whatever the case is, how to work with all these various different things in conjunction, the halachas which pertain to the to Muksa on Shabbos. And that's already obviously we all understand. It's a very large subject. It's going to take a while. So we hope to do that, Bezrus Hashem, as far as the first, category, if you want to call it, after we finish the 39 Malachas. You have Muksa, you have Amir Lakim, in conjunction with, how to work with, telling a guy what to do, if you could tell a guy, not to tell a guy, how to tell a guy, and so on, the Halachas of Amir Lakim. So there are various different subjects which will come up, after the 39 Malachas. So that's just a quick update as to, where we're holding Baruch Hashem. And okay, so getting back to our new Malacha, which we just started, which is Choresh plowing. It's just real quickly to go through the, Sefer Shabbos Home, how he brings down exactly what is plowing? What we know what plowing is, but what does plowing pertain to? When we say Choresh, the Malacha, what does the Malacha halachically pertain to on Shabbos, and how does it have the connection to the Mishkan? So we went through the beginning stages last year. So reading from the Sefer Shabbos Home, we always try and quote, if possible, from the beginning. Anyways, at the beginning of the Malacha and the introduction from the Sefer Shalom Tes Malachas and Shabbos Home, how they explain it. So he says like this. The following labors are included in the Malacha of plowing because each one improves the earth to some manner for planting. That's what plowing is. That's what Choresh is. It's some sort of improving the earth for planting, even though one does not have a mind to plant, which we'll see how that works. So number one, he says he has five different, six different examples. He goes number one, for six different levels, actually. He says plowing and loosening the ground. Number one, obviously regular plowing. Loosening the ground. Number two, leveling the ground. Sometimes a person has a mound, right? A little bump in the ground and you get rid of it. That is also falls under the Malacha of Choresh. Now, some of these actions, if you want to call it, do fall under other Malachas also, like Baina building, but we'll see if we try and figure out where the distinction is as we go down the line. And again, like I said, we'll see that these actions are not only if one is planting. In general, nobody's going out to their garden and start planting, digging up holes, leveling the ground on Shabbos. But it has to do with various different actions which come up on Shabbos, which are done to the ground, even though one is not going to plant. Like, for example, I just want to give an example. When we talk about leveling the ground, you have something like sweeping, right? So not on a tiled floor, but on a dirt floor outside, right? Somebody wants to sweep outside and it's a dirt floor. So that becomes problematic. What's the problem? Why can't I sweep? I'm not planting. I'm not doing anything to plant in the ground. No, but it has to do with leveling the ground. It has to do with loosening the ground, leveling the ground, and so on. It has to do with making holes in the ground, which is another one of the categories of Choresh. So that would be a problem on Shabbos. But we'll see how, I just wanted to give an example. We'll see how that goes. Another interesting example, the next category he brings after leveling the ground, number three, is making furrows in the ground, okay, which would be, just to give an example, a person schleps a bench right? You schlep a large chair, a heavy chair on the ground. Well, 1 second, are you planting? Why am I planting? I'm schlepping a heavy chair on the ground. Oh, but one, and you're doing it on a dirt ground. So what's happening, basically, you're causing, you're making furrows in the ground. You're making holes in the ground, furrows in the ground, and so on. So we'll see how that works. So again, here you have an example of nothing to do with planting, but the person is doing the action of planting. It's what we know by now, psikresha. Inevitably, it'll take place. The action of making the furrows will take place. So we'll see how that works in halacha. Number four, we have removing obstacles from the ground. Right, somebody takes, sometimes you could have a, let's say a flower pot. In a case in time where the flower pot is closed on the bottom, so it's not a question of getting nutrition from the ground, but I pick up a flower pot, possibly, and removing ups, and now it's, but it's in the ground. It's in, you know, in dirt. So again, you know, it's becoming a problem, making a hole in the ground by removing the obstacle from the ground. Okay, we'll see what that's all about. Also, fertilizing the soil is another category of this chayresh, another way of improving the ground for planting, and making holes, plain and simple, making holes in the ground, which is really sort of like part of removing obstacles, but we'll see why are they six separate categories as we go down the line. Now, one more quick thing explains to us the Sefer Lamed Hol on page 247. So he says, Lamaisa, we mentioned also from the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, if I remember correctly. He says, however, if the land is not fit for cultivation, the Melacha does not apply, because again, it's a question of plowing, getting ready the field for planting and so on. So therefore, if there's nothing to get the field ready, for example, like he brings down, for example, plowing in a desert, right? To go ahead and plow the ground in the desert is not usur. Well, it's not usur as far as, Chayrish goes. It could be other problems, but be it as it may, it doesn't make a difference. But the point is over here, for example, plowing in a desert is not prohibited because the earth is unfit for planting. We spoke about last time also a sandbox and so on, these type of things, whereby if it would totally not be fit for planting, so then these zirum would not apply because it's a question of getting the ground ready for planting. Okay, we'll end off with that. Just real quickly to mention, like we said last time, that the actual, again, the where was the connection to the Mishkan, that the ground was necessary during the construction. The ground had to be improved during the construction of the Mishkan in order to, you know, to it had to be cultivated and so on, to plant the herbs and so on, and the dyes, which were the dyes and so on, for the coloring of the tapestries and the ureas and so on, and plowing, which prepares the soil for seeds and roots to enter the ground, is therefore the Av Malach. And all the other things, the items which we are talking about, most of them anyways, will fall under the Tolda of the Malacha. But like we always explain, that a Tolda of a Malacha is still Aser Min HaTorah. Okay, we're going to continue, obviously, in getting into some practical applications and so on in upcoming Shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch HaKol Tov.